So did I screw up or not? You tell me. Our son Nolan has a business where he does balloon animals for birthday parties, and he goes out in public to parks and to beaches and stuff like that, and he makes balloon animals for kids. And he gets such a great response. The amount of parents that come up to him, tell him that he's a blessing for what he's doing for these kids, makes so many kids happy. It's evolved a little bit because the sword might be the most popular one of all of them, even though it's not an animal. And it's kind of fun watching these kids get these swords, and these parents that got the swords for them, and then they get beaten over the back of the head consistently as they're walking away by their kid with a balloon sword. That's another story, but last week we went over to Wiltshire Park, which is one of our favorite parks here. We're gonna miss it when we move. And Dylan wanted to play in the playground, and Nolan brought his balloons and his air pump to make balloons for the kids. He's got this little spot that he sits that he's comfortable at, right by the slides, and sometimes he'll sit there for an hour and nobody will come over. And he'll make balloons by himself. It's a little bit sad, but I'm like, you gotta stick with it. But this time, the first time he even looked over, less than a minute later, there were about six kids surrounding him. And for over an hour, it didn't stop. And I try to give him his space. I want him to run his own thing. I don't want to be on top of him. But Nolan's a very generous kid. He's not like his dad that's going to say no if somebody's pushing too hard. And we noticed at different parties he does, some people will keep coming back for more and more and more. And if you've ever blown up balloons, it can take a toll on your hands. He is doing this nonstop. He did a birthday party a couple weeks ago, and his hands were so sore for 3 hours nonstop, except for eating real quickly. He was blowing up balloons and twisting them and tying them. So I tried to be a little more cautious, paying attention to him, because I knew he wouldn't be the one that would stop it. But I came over, and this time he forgot to bring his tip jar. He usually puts that out there, and people like giving him tips. Well, there was only one mom the entire time and about 25 kids that kept circling. So the mom gave him $5, which was sweet, but that's all the money he made the entire time. And sometimes I'll have a $5 day, and he's had days that he's made over $200. So you never know, but it's usually in the lower amount when we're here in Pennsylvania. But I knew he was getting tired. I came over to give him a break. We needed to get going and get home anyway. And I saw three other kids come back who had already had balloons wanting more. The other thing is there is a little bit of an expense to this because Nolan pays for his own balloons. So if he keeps making them and he keeps popping them, he has to resupply much more often. So he's got to pay attention to that in terms of how generous should you be? Because we want to be generous. We teach generosity, but there are limits to generosity. It's got to be on your terms because a lot of people without realizing it will take advantage of it and abuse it. And when you have little kids that don't know any better or know any different, they're going to keep wanting balloons. They're going to keep popping balloons and he's going to be there all day and he's going to be exhausted. So I came over and I was kind of the bad guy. I said, okay, everybody, we got to wrap this up. Nolan's got to go home. And one of the kids kept asking, oh, can I get this one? And the mom actually said to him, you've had enough. You've gotten so many balloons, no more. So I took the mom's cue and I was a little bit harder. I said, yeah, we're done. We can't do anymore. So we did the last three for the little kids that were in front of them that were waiting. And then I was kind of the bouncer. I helped them wrap it up. The kids still mingled around a little bit, but they got the picture they needed to go. And there was one kid that I saw walk away and walk towards his mom. And I didn't think anything of it. Now we want Nolan to look at this like a business. We want him to earn income, add enough value to people's lives that they want to pay you for it. And when he puts the tip jar out, he does make more money. Not that he's expecting it, but some people don't even realize that he'll accept any money. So there was no tip jar this time. We set it up and we wrapped it up and we started heading home and Dylan made a joke, which I thought was a joke. He said that one kid had $20, but you told Nolan to stop, so he didn't get it. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? He said, yeah, it was some kid that walked back and he had $20, but Nolan didn't make him a balloon, so he walked back to his mom. And I wasn't sure if Dylan was joking. I'm like, really? He made $5 in over an hour and there was somebody there with $20 that was about to give it to him but didn't because he didn't make a balloon? So I wasn't sure if he was joking with me. And then Nolan, when we got home, actually in the car, said the same thing. So when he was wrapping up, he saw the kid go back to the mom. And as we were walking away, he gave the $20 bill back to his mom and said he couldn't do any more balloons. And I walked into the car and I felt so guilty. This was totally on me. Because I shut it down, I stopped it, and I made sure there were no more because it would have kept going. But because of that, it cost Nolan $20 when he'd only made $5. So I felt pretty bad the entire day about it. Nolan took it really well. He was laughing about it and joking. Luckily, they're not money-grubbing, entitled, selfish kids, so he could joke about that. And there's always an opportunity for more money, but it made me think about what I did and what I should have done. And I'm asking you what you would have done, because on one hand, I think I was right in that because it never would have ended, and there has to be certain boundaries. And you're doing it to help people, and he's helped all these kids out. They'd all gotten balloons. Even the kid with the $20 bill had gotten a couple of balloons before. So you think if you've given them a couple balloons, from my perspective as a business owner, you would think they would have given money already if they had it, not knowing later on they had a $20 bill. So part of me wanted to say, we should have stayed longer for his sake, but I'm not sure when the right time to wrap up actually is if we do that. Do you push just a little bit further? Do you have your boundaries and you stop it? Or do you just keep going and let him decide when he's tired enough to stop. So I'm coming to you with more of a question than maybe a lesson, because I'm not sure what the lesson is. I'm still confused by what I should have done and if what I did was the right thing. So I'd love your perspective on it. I so appreciate the messages I'm getting on Instagram. Great conversations going back and forth. But let me know what you think. I'm at Total Life Freedom 1 on Instagram. Send me a message, let me know, and I will be back with you tomorrow.